This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on January 24th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. One of the world's largest banking corporations is Santander, with 200,000 employees around the world. In the UK and other countries, it works well with unions who represent those employees. But in the United States, it's a different story. It has been viciously fighting the right of its American workers to even talk about a union. Recently, a delegation of Santander workers from the U.S. visited Britain to talk about their efforts to join the Communications Workers of America. The CWA has been trying to get Santander to accept a neutrality agreement, which would allow the union to talk to workers about unionization. Qualandra Coleman was a Santander worker in Texas.
I worked for Santander Consumer USA for 10 years until February 22nd, 2017. I was terminated after the neutrality agreement was presented to them on February 21st. So I signed off on that agreement on the 21st of February. I was terminated on the 22nd.
Peggy Spencer Johnson was one of the American Santander workers who visited the UK to tell her story.
The main reason I'm here today is to have a voice on the job. And then what I really want is for the company to be neutral and allow us neutrality so the employees can decide for themselves if they want a union on the job.
The American Santander workers met with a number of unions in the UK. One of those unions was the Communication Workers Union. John East is a CWA national officer.
I'm the CW national officer that negotiates with Santander UK. Having had the meeting today with colleagues from Santander in the United States, who are members of the Communication Workers of America, I was staggered to hear of the way workers are treated in the workforce. I can't believe that kind of thing would happen at a democracy. It certainly isn't the way Santander operates in this country, and I can't believe that Santander allows it to happen anywhere else in the world as well.
Dominic Cook is the national officer for the finance sector for Unite the Union in the UK.
What we've been hearing about how badly treated workers are in the US from Santander is appalling, and I know all our members and our activists across the sector will really want to send a message to our friends and comrades that they are thought of, that we're going to do everything we can to raise their campaign, we're going to send all the support and solidarity we can. It's a very important issue. We need to make sure that people are treated properly in the UK. Our employees, our members are treated well in many organisations only because the union's there. Without the union, it's a very different situation.
The Global Union for Finance and Bank Workers at the world level is UNI. Angelo Di Cristo is head of UNI Finance.
This is a battle. This is a struggle for dignity. And we appreciate a lot the support of CWU for helping us in this campaign to make it possible to recognize a union in the U.S. in Santander. This is a battle of dignity.
Dan Lewis is a member of the Communication Workers Union in the U.K.
In the U.K., Santander respects trade unions. In the U.K., Santander negotiates with trade unions. On the same sides, the same company in the USA actively campaign with their workers to go against trade unions. They tell them not to join trade unions. They force them to do things they don't want to. They force them out of trade union activity. They encourage them not to be union members. This is not right, it's not fair, and if I was to tell you about the other stuff that goes on in the USA, the way they're intimidating and disrespecting their own workers, the ones who bring in their profit, and are doing bad practices against their customers, you wouldn't believe it. So get online, get on Twitter, at Santander USA, and tell them to recognize a trade union.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.